When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of River City 93. Quotation marks, we haven't had a name for the women's show yet, so I can't introduce it like that. Pretty much like the W League RVA team, which has no name. But the branding event is March 13th. So if you are a W Club, what is it, W Club Founders member? Which is lengthy. Is that, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, Founders.
Yeah. Okay. If you're one of those, make sure you check your email where you got an RSVP for that, and we'll make sure to be there. But joining me on the show is a lady who was ranting about the identity crisis that is eventually going to happen, pretty much just like in Marvel. It is Kate. How are you, ma'am?
Hi, I'm good. Happy to be here. Happy to be talking more now that we have more news to talk about. We actually have real things to discuss and not just hopes and dreams.
Yeah, we get kind of scared there for a moment.
Were we ever going to get a real piece of concrete news? But now they're spoiling us. We've got schedules, we've got opponents, we've got at least two players. Things are good.
Right. Also, another question for you, Kate. Do you hate twins that have different identities?
Do I hate twins with different identities?
Yeah, because, I mean, for those who don't know, Kate was going on a lengthy rant about how the identity crisis that is about to happen is hilarious, is about to ruin everything. I just wanted to know.
I honestly haven't met many twins, so maybe this will be my first real experience with twins with different identities, both either human or otherwise.
What?
And the guy who just said what is Matt. Hi, Matt. I miss you.
Yeah. Are you asking her if she hates all, like, you know, non-same gender twins?
No, well, I mean, I'm just saying twins in general. Like, if they have different identities, Kate be like sitting on a rocker like, don't you like the same thing?
Do you think that identical twins have identical identities?
They could. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay. If they're good twins, they do.
Well, by rule, doesn't one of them have to be the evil twin? And you know that because they have a little goatee.
True.
There you go.
Anyway.
We had a lot to talk about, guys. So first of all, the W League team has decided to drop some pretty much good news upon us. We already got the Richmond kicker schedule. Plus with the cup games, all that stuff. And then we got this, oh, darn it, this beautiful thing. If I can pull it up, you know what? This is going to work. There we go. Technology at its greatest. The W League schedule. So we got this beautiful thing out. So now we know when we're playing, we know what, 9 out of the 12 games? Don't know how playoffs are going to work, but let's focus on this. So, Kate, I hand it over to you. Take us through all the excitement and everything that is going on with the W League.
Yeah, so I've done a little bit of research into the teams that will be playing this season. Most of these teams are coming from the WWE League already. They've either been founding members or joined last year. There's one team that's joining WWE League from United Women's Soccer, which is a sort of competitor league. That is the Lancaster Inferno. So they're the only ones who aren't sort of tried and tested against this group of opponents. We've got two new teams, WWE League RBA and Charlottesville Blues. And just a bit of context for how things went last season in the Mid-Atlantic division. Eagle FC, by far and away the best team in the division. They made it all the way to the league semifinal. So they won the division. They won the Eastern Conference and then lost to North Carolina Courage U23 in the league semifinal. North Carolina went on to lose the league final. So they were pretty good. They had a solid, 13 wins, one draw, no losses. So pretty solid record there. They also had a goal differential of plus 30. So scored a lot of goals, won a lot of games. And just below them, yeah, Christos FC also. I would say these two teams were head and shoulders above the rest of the team. In the Christos was a little below in their overall schedule, but they did have 9 wins and 3 losses, 3 draws. So they also won a lot of games, scored a lot of goals, plus 25 goal differential. So everybody else was a solid mix of losses and draws further down in the table. So what that means is that last 4 games of the regular season might be tough, depending on how well Eagle and Christos play this season, how many players they return, whether they are as successful as they were last year in terms of their goals and their wins. But the first 4 games, definitely more of an opportunity. Marauders finished 5th out of 6. 6, Charlottesville, obviously new. North Virginia finished 4 out of 6. So opportunity to pick up points early in the season, depending on how well the kickers, W League RVA comes out. Wish I had a team name to refer to them by.
No, that would be the team name. Even when they drop their brand, that will be the team name.
So it's an interesting one. We'll hope. Kimmy has already said that she hopes to go out and win the whole thing. So hopefully those first few matches, we see that attacking intent build up some momentum that takes us into those more difficult matches that finish the season.
All right. No, that seems pretty... I mean, from what I see, it seems like a kind of balanced schedule for the most part. I just realized by looking at that schedule, I didn't realize it at first, that we don't play, Northern Virginia and Parallax? We only play them once?
Accent.
There we go.
Yes.
The P word team. we only play them once.
Women's team.
Which is a bit disappointing because Patuxent was awful last season. And had a solid 0-0-11 straight losses, didn't win a single game, with a goal differential of negative 58. So that is, depending on how well they return, that
how well they
so it's a disappointment for a new club that we only end up playing them once, and of course we play all the really good teams twice.
Yeah. So for me personally, I want to ask y'all this, like, are there any teams in the W League that you're looking like most forward to? Like, do you think it can be a potential rival? Like, I feel like we're going to get the Richmond Charlottesville game. They're going to push that as a rivalry. But is there any game that you're like, all right, this is one the fan base is going to latch on to?
I don't know if I go that far with it. I mean, Nova could be another one because it's the other in-state.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Christos.
I was getting there. Give me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's the petty, we need to just load off, like, I don't care, pay some players on the side, to come in as a ringer, for a game or two and just beat that ass down because they deserve it.
Right. I'm still bitter about the U.S. Open Cup loss.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be an interesting one since so many of the teams are close by. That I would assume that there's going to be a decent amount of overlap from the universities. A lot of the teams are recruiting from as well. So it'd be interesting, more so than the kickers, if there's more like familiarity between the players, you know, they're playing against their teammates, or they're playing against, you know, team girl players from rival schools themselves. So if they're bringing any rivalries, like as a player, and from their college programs into it as well. So
yeah, Kate, you tipped me off to Eagle. So I'm looking through their new Twitter, and it looks like they've already announced just an absurd number of players. But it looks like a lot of them are from the central PA area, so they've probably known of each other, played against each other, you know, through club and everything. And got to think that's probably a decent model for a summer league where presumably, you know, come on home, you know, stay with mom and dad for a couple months before you go back off to college and play some soccer in the meantime. So hopefully, the Richmond United pipeline will, give us some good outcomes with that.
Yeah. They got another combine coming up too, right? So maybe that probably will yield a couple of more players. Since we're also nerds, I'm going to get to the players later. But since we're also nerds, we kind of already broke down what day these games are being played. Matt, you were talking about it earlier, but are there any overlaps with the W League schedule and the kicker schedule?
Unfortunately, yes, there are. So 12 W League games. We have three conflicts as of right now. One of them, not really worried about because it's an away game. For the W League team, and it's an away game for the kickers, and that away game is out in at Fuego, so it's probably going to be like 10:30 at night or something absurd like usual anyway. So that was probably irrelevant. That was June 15th. Unfortunately, the home opener, the actual franchise opener for the W League team, May 11th, home game at 6 o'clock. Kickers are away at Chattanooga at 7:30 that evening. And I don't think Chattanooga's probably going to do us a solid and move the game so that way we don't have any conflicts. So maybe that game could become like a 4 p.m. kick. That might be cool. I don't know, just saying. The other conflict is on June 1st, also a Saturday, W League home at 6 p.m. Kickers away this, oddly enough, also in Tennessee, this time at Knoxville, 7 p.m. So, again, that game could get moved up a little bit. That might be beneficial for all involved. Go to the W League game, maybe set up a watch party, at the stadium right after or at a walkable spot from the stadium and have a nice doubleheader in that regard. Free idea.
We'll try. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. Okay. That's a little bit of confidence. It's a lot better than what I thought it would be. Because I remember they said there won't be any double headers. So my initial fear was that it was going to be like Friday, Saturday. But from what it looks like, outside of the game on the 11th, this W League roster needs to have a lot of depth because they're playing two games a week or something like that?
Pretty much. It's only, a 7-week season as it is?
Yeah. So it's tight. Mm-hmm. It's tight. Pray for no injuries.
Mm-hmm. We also start a week later the season itself.
Yeah.
So season kicks off a week earlier than that. So and then they've got a nice 2-week break right after the first one. So that's a little interesting. Because of how condensed it is sort of at the back end, there's a little bit, the first 3 weeks of the season are very cool. And then.
You get Memorial Day week. Yeah. Memorial Day weekend to end of June is turnaround play. Like, can't imagine there's going to be much practice time going.
No, it's going to be rest and recovery. That's all. Rest, recover. outside of that, W League team has also signed two players. Kate, I'm going to let you break down the two players that we have signed so far. One that I'm very excited for because he will become Jamaica's future striker.
We are, our wildest dreams were fulfilled. I think some people called us, I don't remember who the haters were now, whether or not they were on the very podcast or not, that we might land a Simmons on either, on both squads. So that was very exciting to sort of have a flagship player that Cameron Simmons will be. Sort of, she's sort of a name to build a club around. You know, I don't think we could have asked for a better player to sort of lead this club into a, you know, its first season. I don't know what role she'll play sort of in the squad, but you know, the profile that she brings as a national team player for Jamaica, for the different college programs she's played for, I think it's a great name to land, and her star will only continue to rise, I can only imagine. And so long term, I think it's really, really great to have a name like that associated with the club. Obviously a name like Beck Narbron did not necessarily lead the Richmond Kickers' destiny into the halls of women's soccer history, but maybe that will be different with a player like Cameron Simmons as on the roster. Elliot, do you want to talk a little bit more about why you're excited that Cam is joining the squad?
I mean, one, she played in a World Cup, so that already makes us better than half of the teams in our division. She's Jamaican. She's the future of the Jamaican women's national team. She plays at Florida State, who is Jamaica FC 2.0. I've already mentioned she's Jamaican.
From the meanest Jamaican neighborhood of Midlothian.
Yeah, you know. tough streets out there, baby. Greg Simmons proved once again that he has a legitimate chance of saying that he is the true Kickers family of royalty. Because last I checked, Rob ain't have a kid yet to play for the Kickers. Greg already got two. And one has scored. Nick scored last year. So, you know, Greg played for the Kickers. Nick played. The daughter's playing. I'm just saying, Greg got a pipeline. And I love the fact that the Kickers are involved in it. I was just so scared that, like, because obviously we're pushing this. And I feel like I should get some percentage of the credit that we got her to come to the W League, you know, because I was really pushing this since the World Cup, even before that. I was like, yo, she needs to come here. Like, get her here.
I think it was definitely all of our, you know, tweets tagging her and everything, you know, early on. Like, as soon as they mentioned the team, like, all right, this needs to be player one. This needs to be player one.
Like,
you know, creepy old guys and, you know, Kate, you know, okay, that almost came out of the mouth wrong.
Yeah, that did.
But you know, mentioning her, you know, on Twitter, and I think we deserve all the credit for this.
Yeah. Now the next goal is to get Nick part of the Jamaican national team set up and have him drive us to the future, and that way I live in ever blessed happiness.
I mean, he could also like change his commitment or decide not to go to college. That'd be cool.
No, I mean, he's already committed to UVA, but no, right. I need him in Jamaica. USA already got a whole bunch of strikers.
I wasn't talking about that. I just don't want him going to UVA.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna have to take that up with him. So I'm happy. That would definitely be the jersey I get is hers. Like, whatever that jersey drop.
Oh, seriously, I think. Another thing out of this, like all the stuff you all said, you know, she started at, you know, Tennessee, you know, and the coach that, you know, recruited her to Tennessee, like almost immediately bolted to Florida State. And now he's dragged her with him, you know, right, a year later and everything. Like, if you're at a national championship, you know, winning school, you don't drag, you know, your players with you unless you think they're actually worthwhile, you know, yeah. So. Not going to say it's a guarantee of anything, but it's definitely a good sign that, you know, there's a coach out there that trusts her that much, you know, to be able to bring her along to, you know, a a program that's actually, you know, reached and surpassed UNC, which I think nobody ever thought would happen in women's soccer. So,
yeah. And also, you know how freaking talented you got to be to get minutes in a World Cup? Like, not just give me minutes. Like, she played in that important game, the game against Brazil, she played, and the game against France, she played and almost scored in the Brazil game. So, just saying. But yeah, that's my happiness.
Next, our next project on this pod will be getting a Jamaican women's national team game played here in Richmond in the stadium. So that.
Well, the Jamaican FA got a lot to fix before we get there. We got to start paying people first.
We will crowdfund getting the Jamaican women's national team. Also, selfishly as well, because two of the players on the Jamaican women's national team play for Tottenham Hotspur Women, and I would love to be able to shake their hand at the stadium.
Yeah. So, Ellie, you're saying that Cam will be used to you not getting paid by the W team either?
Yeah, probably. She's already the guy. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
She's got to get NIL money. Face of the Jamaican program.
She's going to be comfortable now. None of this new environment of, I got cash now? No, this is what she knows. We're good.
She's getting paid in Cash App and Venmo. That's all. Do NIL deals.
We can't even invite back free beer at the tailgate. Too young.
Here's a water cooler.
Capri Suns.
We should do that for the first game. Just come up with Capri Suns and orange juices. Good job, kids. Proud of y'all. So, yeah, like we kind of mentioned earlier, brand reveal is March 13th. Oh, I thought we already did. My fault. Kate, who's the other player that we signed? We mentioned, the greatest.
Yes. Cam has been a project for us for a while. So, of course, we had a lot of excitement. But we're super excited about the second player that was announced just a few days ago. Jill Flamia, haven't done a name pronunciation there, but she plays for Yay. Really, really exciting stuff. She's involved in the youth national team program as well more recently. So some love seeing the connection already with programs like UVA, with family connections like Cameron Simmons. We're hoping these aren't front-loaded too heavily in terms of, the programs that are being brought in and the quality of player being brought in, because, we've got two sort of starters in their major college programs with really great numbers, goals scored, assists, minutes, even from like early on in their college careers. So really, really exciting. And we obviously haven't learned. We're continuing to ask questions about what sort of the recruiting process looks like, who's having these conversations, but it definitely reflects really, really well on Madeline and on Kimmy that, they're bringing players of this caliber into the program before the program even really exists. And two players who look like they will contribute clearly to Kimmy's vision of playing, attacking minded, goal oriented, but still possession based system. So, yeah, it's looking very exciting so far. So we'll have to wait and see, in what drip or flow we get the rest of the signings. As we were saying, we're going to need a pretty deep bench for how tight the games are in the back half of the season. So wonder, what's the frequency we'll start hearing additional names. And yeah, whether or not the programs will stay at this caliber or, whether we'll start getting youth players or players past their collegiate years involved in the program as well. So very, very, very good signs. A lot of excitement from these two players, from Cam and Jill. And managing our expectations to not get too into the stars, but really good signs for how well recruitment is going, the conversations that are being had, and the quality of player interested in representing W League RBA.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Kate, how do you think we do this year? What is your expectation for us?
Two players.
I was going to ask you.
It's tough because the two top teams in the division last year were really damn good. So I didn't look too closely at the other divisions to see, you know, major liars in terms of quality sort of concentrated at the top. So we could, I don't know if we'll be unlucky in that we've, you know, come into a really, really good division in W League, which will make it sort of more challenging overall to have a winning season. But Jimmy's confident. And with these two signings, I'm starting to feel confident, at least from a player side. But the golden boot from last year's season played for Christos and she scored 21 goals. So we will. So there's that happening in our division.
Well, you did say one of the teams that disappeared was like a minus 60, you know, in a 10 game season or something stupid like that. So I wonder how many of them got stacked.
So maybe they'll fold. Maybe they'll unexpectedly fold in the next month and we won't have to worry about it. But we definitely, I think we're going to have to bring a high level to this division in order to compete at the top. And at least from what we're hearing, that seems to be the goal. From the players we've seen. So I'm going to feel confident, but I would say my expectations have been tempered now that I've looked into the division and seen how successful the top two teams were, which were both a little bit of a project as well. You know, they've had two seasons to get to where they are. So I'm feeling confident, but I wonder if we were in a different division, depending on how our results go, if we might just have also ended up in a tough division.
Yeah. I mean, I think, two players into it, about as good as you can ask for, you know, two players with, varying levels of international, you know, experience, playing for high quality, college programs, you know, right now. And, yeah, I hear what you're saying about, okay, there's a couple of really good teams coming back, but I mean, without having actually seen what those, you know, teams look like, were they actually good or was just that everybody else just, you know, hot fire trash? You know,
yeah.
What's the scenario? So, yeah, so far, so good. Also, looking up Jill's stuff, again, this is something that just making me, you know, feel super old because since when do good soccer players come from Goochland? Right.
About as much as Jamaican national team is born in Midlothian.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. Like, back in my day, you know, Goochland was all the hillbillies. They were playing soccer out there.
Send all angry emails to Matt and RPA.
Yeah. Again, back in my day.
Back in my day.
You know, back when like Lauderdale Road was the end of the earth, short pump. And nobody goes to short pump.
Oh God. Yeah, that brings back some memories. It's weird. I know I'm about to derail this real quick, but just growing up in Richmond, and I had to explain to my wife like short pump was just like a massive wasteland to like maybe the mid-2000s. She didn't believe me until I showed her photos. I was like, yeah, it was used to be nothing there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just a testament to the recruitment. They're turning over stones, you know, at all corners of the earth.
Right. All the stones overturned at Richmond United. There we go. So yeah, that's the women. Kate, you already gave your prediction. Matt, what you think?
What are they? Six teams in the league? Top two, top three, something like that, probably. But there's no way Charlottesville is going to be good. There's no way a team in Winchester, Virginia is going to be good. Get them out of here. yeah. There's no way two teams in the middle of Pennsylvania be good. Like, I'm guessing all the good players are going to Eagle and Lancaster will be just awful. So, yeah, we're set up pretty good already.
Yeah, I would say top three would be my goal as well.
Yeah, I'll go top three. I think top three would be considered a good season. I think so. I want to be Christos. That's my aim. Be Christos. That's it. All right, so we got that W League stuff there. So make sure you keep up. Once again, Kate is the beat reporter for them. So make sure you give her a follow because she'll be tweeting, delving out all that stuff about the soon-to-be-named W League team. We'll be there at the brand event. Another announcement came out today. Kickeroo has made an announcement that the red jerseys will be back. It didn't say that technically, but that is the premise that is getting made. Everyone has been saying, I guess Darren has said it multiple times, Camp has said it. They gave a date, February 29th, which is weird because that's a leap year.
Day that doesn't really exist.
Yeah. So who knows if the jerseys really exist or not. I hope they're good. They need to be red. I have made the statement before and I'll say it again. They need to be as red as River Road. And if you know about River Road, it is really red for different reasons. I need to be that red. I need to be red. I will say this, though. There has been some nice Adidas templates out there. Just going to throw this out there, and I want to see what you guys think. What do you guys think about a center crest?
Generally not a fan.
All right.
It can work sometimes, but I feel like the overwhelming majority of the time, it doesn't work.
I don't want to be chasing another viral moment. So I wouldn't want it to be happening. I don't want the purpose of the jersey to be called drippy again, because I think the pursuit of drip led us down you couldn't see it. It led us down a path.
Pretty much like our season. That's what happened. Those jerseys were a representation of our season. It was a great idea, and the execution was poor.
Mm-hmm. So bad. any jersey choices that are more in pursuit of a viral moment, stick to tradition in this case, please, especially after becoming the bane of the UL League One commentators and TV viewers alike. The basics, let's get back to what we know and love.
Also, just to clarify Elliot's statement earlier, real red, not this midnight red that they tried to pass off last year.
It was black.
We all know that.
It was black.
So I'm saying they have priors on trying to pull a fast one on all of us.
That's why I said I needed to be as red as River Road. How red that area is, I needed that red.
You're saying River Road, not very black.
I'm just saying. I'm excited to see what the jersey looks like. From the staff's opinion, they said it looks really good, but they also said last year's jersey was red, and it wasn't red. I'll never forget.
Drip to red. I need this to reorient away from drip, away from viral, away from chasing that
paint. They got to start back because they were building some goodwill with some of the jerseys. And then last year's was just bad.
Let's go back to the 2020 template. Simple red, logo, done.
I'm not going to lie. the 2020 jerseys were pretty solid. The away kit was nice. I just wished it went all the way around to the back. But it was nice. That was not a bad template. I'm still mad I never got that jersey. I should have got it when we had the chance. Disappointment. But all right, y'all. Also, Kickers have played two preseason games so far. We're not going to break down those games because...
Don't want to?
Yeah. we were just there mostly. I was there for Carrot Top, who I hope the Kicker sign.
Man has a name. We've discovered him.
I don't care what his name is. I'm going to call him Carrot Top. But what's his name?
Internet research suggests his name is Dylan Lane, you know, from Furman University, which he needs to sign and just score in Greenville now. So they're playing at that big ass football stadium of theirs, and he can go in there and just dagger them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It'll be our own version of getting Lobovitz. Like how they took Lobovitz
right now. Worse. I mean tech that's way off in the corner.
That's true. That is very true. The first two preseason games seem pretty well. I think the biggest thing is no injuries.
Didn't lose.
I think we chanted after the first one against VCU. We have won a game, so we are happy now. As opposed to we chanting. But yeah, I mean, they beat VCU and they beat Alexandria Reds. I know it was supposed to be another team. I forgot who it was supposed to be, but they played Alexandria Reds, won 5-1. Gabe was at that game. Matt, let me ask you this, because I know this is the collective disdain that you have. Chandler O'Dwyer, center back, happened. Do you want the
ball? I have no actual proof of that. I have not seen it with my own eyes. Hold on. How are you putting that all on me?
You kind of dropped the bus on that one, man. You got to admit.
Yeah, because now I'm
I think you are a prime co-pilot on that one. Like there are some I will own. I'll absolutely own some of them, but I think you are, if not the actual pilot, prime co-pilot, 1A on that bus.
Yeah, I'm a good co-pilot on that one. But yeah, I let you drive the boat on that one. We don't need to see this experiment. I get it's preseason.
Center forward. Put him at center forward instead.
Yeah, he's Scott McTominay. We have discovered this. He is Scott McTominay of Richmond. Play him up top. Make him a super sub. Make him the Luke Pavone that you let go. There you go.
Gonna throw a little gas on the fire real fast. Do we start to worry that it looks like both games Emmy didn't play?
I'm not too concerned about it. Because I'm.
At what point do you want to see a picture of him on the field?
None, really. I don't know.
You got to at least want to know that he's actually like healthy again, yeah. Right?
I want to say the last two. Like, if you treat it like the NFL preseason, like the second to last preseason game, give him 20 minutes, take him off. And then the last one, give him 45, take him off.
If you're treating like the NFL preseason, if you're playing him the last two games, that means you're never going to see that man again. Unless you're, going over to, the Home Depot or something.
You're right.
I do wonder, both of these matches have been on turf. Whether or not any of the pre-matches will be on grass, and we'll see. Just because they're so much higher, like whether or not there's an element of when you're playing on turf, obviously the likelihood or the possibility of injuries is a lot higher, especially for someone who might be coming back, could be sort of like a risk avoidance on playing on, because for everyone who doesn't know, Kickers play on the most beautiful grass in the league. So,
and that is proven because we got voted for that.
Mm-hmm. So I would be interested to see if they play on any higher quality grass fields, if that's when we start seeing them, just because that can be a consideration.
Ain't going to be Saturday then if they're playing at Segra.
No, that's not right. But I mean, what Arthur's getting the majority of the starts right now. I think the I don't know if he played Wednesday, but I know on Saturday Landon Johnson didn't dress. That is one kind of concerns me a little bit more, because I don't know what's going on there. But maybe it was just like, hey, just get the rest here and we'll play you. So you mean he might have played Wednesday? I don't know. I wasn't there, but yeah, want to see. Hopefully, do you got? Hopefully, there are more signings. Like, we need another left back because Maxey's going to get a red card within the first 10 games.
But when Beckett's there,
need another left back.
Already throwing him, you know, over the side.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Just, I
give I think you want another right back first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go get another right back. Just get a fullback, Darren. Just get another fullback. Get like two more wingers. And there you go.
I mean, do you just want to say the elephant in the room on the winger side? Yeah.
What?
Don't have any?
I mean, well.
The guy who we all know who he is, who was playing for us on Saturday? His hair?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Who? Oh. EVD, yeah. By the way, it took me 20 minutes to realize that was EVD. That hair is luscious. It's like a lattice top. It is nice.
Right. I mean, I saw that the team released all their promotional nights for the year. Nah, they need to scrap one of those Shia Pet Night featuring Ethan Van Cor Decker.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looked pretty electric out there in the preseason game, so. Yeah. Hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah, it was that whole thing where, you know, it takes a full, like, what is it, like 18 months or, you know, so to really come back from those kind of injuries. And we know he can, you know, he's up to the USL1 standard, you know, pre-injury, so.
Might be nice. So, yeah, he might be one of the signings. I just need a fullback. I need another winger.
Yeah, your guy Rex playing right back Saturday.
Oh yeah, he did. I want him to sign. So for those who don't know, he probably a kid. He probably like 16, 17, maybe. But he had glasses on. But they were like these cool shades. And I really hope we sign him just so I can see him play a League One game with these shades. It would be dope.
He also didn't look bad out there either, which is
no, he didn't. That's the most important thing, outside of the glasses.
Yeah.
Outside of the glasses. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else that I'm forgetting?
Yeah. Announcement yesterday, you know, June 26th.
Oh, yeah.
Kickers versus Lions Bridge. So this is – so I've been on the front office very openly, you know, about you know, the change in schedule and the season ticket package as a result. So they've come up with a game 16 for us. You know, it'll be it's a Wednesday game. Not thrilled about that one. But, you know, a game against Lionsbridge, it'll, you know, be a friendly. So a good, you know, USL2 team right down the road. A lot of some of their fans come up to Kickers games anyway. So is it the perfect, you know, make good? Maybe not. Necessarily, is it better than it could have been? Absolutely. I would maybe prefer to just, you know, give us the first Open Cup game if we had it, rather than just a midweek game sandwiched between two league games, which means probably a lot of reserves playing. But they came good. They came good. So, credit where credit is due. They came good on it.
That's in the middle of their season too, right?
Yeah, yeah. They have a Saturday around it as well. So,
okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, no, it should be fun. For those who didn't go to the last one, which was 2019. Yeah. But the first one, it was a bop. It was fun. Like, me and Shanae were down there, we recorded. That's when John interrupted us in the middle of the podcast and yelled out nerds.
Dude, I was listening to that one, driving in Australia, so literally on the other side of the road. So I was already having to concentrate more than I needed to just to stay centered. And then all that's, you know, happening, you know, in my ears, it's an experience.
I believe it. It's literally the soundbite. I need to clip that soundbite and just put it into the intro some way. but yeah, so it's a real fun team. I mean, Lionsbridge is a real kind of cool rivalry there with them. I wouldn't say it's a rivalry, but real cool competitiveness between the two teams. I wish that we could play them more, but now we are. And they're a solid team. Like, they went to the final. They were a PK away from winning the USL League 2 last year. They got some good players. We had one from Matt Bentley and Simon Fitch as well playing the Lionsbridge. So it's a cool little pipeline down there. And their coach is, like, really good. Like, you know, just whatever. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if Darren steps down and moves on to greener pastures, you know, like if the Seattle job opens up and Seattle MLS is like, hey, Darren, come home. You know, Lionsbridge coach is right there. And I think that would be a good person to kind of pull. That's just my opinion. Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of people will show up for it. A lot of people should. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Like, it's, don't worry too much about the game. Like Matt said, it's going to be reserves. But the atmosphere, the tailgating is going to be, it's going to be great.
I will not be in town, and I will be, I'm very sad that I'll be missing it, and that I'll be missing my season ticket per game price is going up every hour for both W League and Kickers.
That is your fault.
Yeah. You plan stuff in the summer. You have to learn eventually.
Right. Vacations are meant for November through February.
Yeah. that is your time. After that, nothing else exists besides Kickers and W League.
Unless you're willing to really wait it out and see when the bye weeks might be.
Yeah, true. You can also go that route. Yep. But guys, I think that's fantastic. I think we're doing enough podcasting to keep the masses wanting more. But yeah. So anything else before we wrap up the show? No. Okay. Awesome. So with that being said, for Kate, for Matt, myself, we just want to say thank you for taking the time out of your day for listening to our podcast. Because without you, we couldn't do this. So once again, we'll be at the branding event on the 13th. Make sure you're there. And with that being said, we'll holler at you guys next time. Be easy. Be safe. Holler at you guys later. Thank you.